Bonjour, hi. Welcome or welcome back to Another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Another Coffee Talk, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee. I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week. And this week is no exception. I feel like I haven't really worn my glasses in a while when filming an episode of Another Coffee Talk or just a video in general. So today I felt like wearing them, and my eyes have been particularly tired and fatigued lately, so you're gonna have to cope with the glasses. But obviously, and as always, this is not the topic of today's coffee talk. Today we are talking about how actions speak louder than words. I wanted to talk about this today because recently I had a situation, and I don't mean to throw anybody under the bus. That's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm just trying to, you know, think back. Like, that's the essence of the coffee talks. I talk about whatever has been on my mind, and this has been on my mind lately. But anyway, it was my birthday recently, and I had a friend who couldn't make it to my birthday, but they made it very clear a couple of days prior to that it was very important for them to be there, that they really wanted to be there, they wanted to make it work, and that they were excited about the event, only to never show up, not give me any news, and not even apologize in the end. And I didn't address it because I didn't want to make anything out of it, but it's been in my mind, you know, it's been on my mind for the past couple of days and weeks now. And as I said, I didn't address it because it's, you know, it's not a big deal. Like, I still got to enjoy my birthday party, my birthday event. But it stuck with me because I realized that indeed actions do speak louder than words. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So buckle up. I used to be a big talker. I would talk a lot, and I would make plans a lot, and I would promise a lot of things to a lot of people because I didn't want to disappoint them. And I used to be a big people pleaser. I still am, but not as much as I used to be. And I would rely a lot on my words. I would give my word to people, and then I would only fail and I would disappoint them. And at that time, I didn't, you know, make anything out of it. I didn't think it was a big deal until it kind of came back to bite me in the ass, and people would not rely on me as much because they knew that I wouldn't show up, or that I wouldn't be there, or I wouldn't do the thing that I said I would do, or I wouldn't do it on time. And that only, it didn't help me, you know, it only set expectations for myself from other people, and I wouldn't be able to meet those expectations. And it was not out of, you know, disrespect for these people that I would say that, but it was because I didn't want to disappoint. As I said, I was a people pleaser, so I would rather at that time say I would do the thing rather than be honest and tell the truth and be like, you know what, I might not be able to do it on time, or I might not be able just to do the thing, or I don't want to show up to this particular event. And I would make excuses, and I would just sweep everything under the carpet until I couldn't anymore, because people would, you know, put it in my face and be like, yeah, you say you're gonna do that, but you never do. And it made me realize that I didn't want to be that kind of person. I didn't want to be the friend that people could not rely on or would never turn to because they knew that I wouldn't be there, that I would say I'd be there, but I wouldn't. And having this kind of epiphany, if you will, really changed the way that I saw friendships and just like relationships in general, whether it's romantic or platonic. But it made me shift the way that I wanted to live my life and the way that I wanted to be a friend or a partner or a daughter or a sister. To be honest with you, I'm being completely transparent and truthful. I still lack a lot of discipline in that matter, but I'm a little bit more, I'm better at actually telling the truth and setting the expectations a little bit lower in hopes to meet them more properly. if that makes sense. And that allowed me not only to set new standards for myself, but also for the people surrounding me, because in the past, I couldn't complain about people not, you know, giving me their word or not staying true to their word and actually living up to their word, because I couldn't either. So I could not just, like, be mad about it. I couldn't complain about it because I was the same. But now that I'm better at setting realistic expectations for myself, I'm also better at choosing the people that I want to surround myself with, because I choose people that are honest, that are truthful, that are authentic, that bring out the best in me, but that also live up to their word and who I can actually count on. And that's something that, you know, came around with maturity and experience in life, and just knowing what I want, what I don't want, and actually kind of asking myself questions about the people that I actually want to spend time with, because the older I get, the less and less time I have to not entertain but kind of cherish friendships and a relationship, because we all have different lives. And so now I'm a little bit more picky about the people that I actually want to be friends with, and the people that I want to spend time with, and the people that I want to rely on, and that I know that I can turn to if I have a problem, if I need to speak my mind, if I need to, you know, just go on a little rant. I know the people that I can do that with, or that I can count on to do that, that will have my back, that will be there. And the same goes for them. They can now actually rely on me, and they can count on me to be there and to hear them out and to spend some time with them and to just be a good friend. And it also comes back to something I've spoken about in a previous coffee talk, where I said that people in general, friends, partners, family, situationships, whatever the situation is, if they wanted to, they would. So they can tell you that they want to, but if they don't, they don't. And if they wanted to, they would. So remember that when somebody says that they want to be there for you, are they actually there for you? When they say that they want to spend time with you, do they actually plan the time to do that? When they say that they want to help you do something, are they there when it's time to help you do the thing? That's what you have to rely on. And this is why actions speak louder than words, because you could say all these words and you can promise all these things to people, but can you actually live up to them? Can you actually live up to the expectations? Can you actually be there and show up and do the things that you say that you do? That grammatically didn't make sense, but it does make sense still, right? And again, I want to reiterate the fact that I used to be that kind of person, and I still am sometimes, and I'm really trying to work on that, and I'm trying to set the expectations a little bit lower for myself, as I said. And when somebody offers me to, you know, like, they want to make plans, or they want to go to an event, or they want to do something with me, I try and not promise anything, because I know that life happens and time flies, and that's the thing. Now, I rather say I'll get back to you than commit to something that I know I might not be able to do or to be there. And I used to not do that because I didn't want to disappoint. As I said, people pleasing is honestly very bad. It makes you do things that you shouldn't be doing, and it makes you say things that you shouldn't be saying out of wanting to please and out of being afraid of disappointing people. But truthfully, I rather disappoint somebody who will forgive me and who will understand than being dishonest and not being able to give my word and not having people actually believe in me when I give them my word. So think about that. And I'm not going to lie to you, a part of me kind of feels hypocrite about this whole thing, because as I said, I used to be a shitty friend and a shitty daughter and a shitty sister. Well, not shitty, that's not the word. I'm being a little bit hard on myself. But I am more and more aware of the type of person I used to be versus the one that I'm trying to be and that I currently am. And it's a work in progress. as for everything I talk about in these coffee talks, it's easier said than done. And I feel like I repeat this every single time, but it's true. And everything's a work in progress. And you never really stop working on yourself. And you never really stop asking yourself questions. And you never really stop doing some introspection and realizing what are your flaws, what are your weaknesses, and trying to make them a little bit better. And that was something that I struggled with. I think I used to be not the best friend out there, not the best sister, not the best daughter, and I'm really trying to work on that. But sometimes life gets in the way. I get caught up with work and everything, but it's, you know, it's not an excuse. And that's what people do a lot, is they give themselves excuses to justify bad behaviors or behaviors that don't reflect their words. And they're trying to, you know, excuse their behaviors. And that's not very good. And I used to do that. And now I try and at least admit what I've done wrong. That's the first step into becoming better at this. It's admitting when you've done wrong, when you haven't been able to live up to your word, and apologizing. That's, I think, is the important. So let's say you did fuck up and you did not meet the expectations. Just apologize for it. Recognize the flaw. Recognize that what you've done wrong and apologize for it. That's like the least of the things you could do. And we all know that kind of person, whether it's a friend, a coworker, just an acquaintance. We all know this. We all have this one person in mind that say a lot of, that they talk a lot of shit. That's what they do. They talk a lot of shit. They promise a lot of things and they never really live up to their expectations. And what happens with these people is that eventually we see through that, and like, it's clear that they never actually, or rarely, live up to their word, and we see right through that. So we just know that whatever they're saying or whatever they say that they're gonna do, they're never actually gonna do. It's very unfortunate for these people because nobody can rely on them, nobody can count on them, and that's not the person that I want to be. I want to be, as I said, a good friend. I want to be somebody that the people I love can rely on, because I know that I can rely on them. So I want to reciprocate that because I respect them and I want them to respect me. So it's all a question of respect and a mutual respect. It goes both ways. You know, it can't just be a one-way thing. And now I'm talking about friendships a lot because this is kind of where it resonates the most with me. But it goes the same for romantic relationships. If somebody says that they want to spend time with you, are they actually planning a date with you? Are they, you know, taking the time to plan something with you? Are they actually showing up? Are they doing all the things that they say that they will do? I don't know. You answer that question. You let me know. And it's funny because I'm very critical of the people that I surround myself with, you know, in friendships. But when it comes to romantic relationships, I'm a little bit more flexible in that. And I shouldn't be. And again, that's something I've been working on, and I'm now relying more on actions than words, because I've come to realize that actions do speak louder than words, if you hadn't understood that already. But because I had different expectations, and because the dynamic with romantic prospects is not, you know, the same as friendships, for example. Not that I take my friends for granted, that's not it, but I feel like the mutual expectations are a little bit different, and I can let my guards down a little bit easier with my friends. And anyway, what I'm trying to say is I used to be a little bit more flexible on that matter when it came to actions, and I used to rely a lot on the words, on what the romantic people I was seeing, or the people I was seeing romantically, they would say all these things, and I would rely on that, and I would believe them out of maybe, I don't know, ignorance, or maybe I'm a little too naive, or maybe I'm a little too hopeful. Whatever the reason is, I rely a lot on that, or I used to rely a lot on that. And now I just, if you want to be with me, you be with me. If you want to spend time with me, plan the time that we're going to spend together. And it goes both ways. Again, I have to also do the effort and plan the things. I can't always rely on people to plan things with me, but it's a double-sided thing. So you can't really rely on somebody saying that they want to do something but you have to rely on if they're actually doing the thing, whatever the nature of the relationship is. And that goes for family as well. We are too flexible sometimes on family because it is family. So we kind of forgive a lot of things that we shouldn't necessarily forgive, or that we should at least talk about and acknowledge. There are too many situations that we just sweep under the carpet because it's more convenient for everyone. But talk about things. Talk things through. Sometimes just that helps. And it feels good to talk about it. So maybe I should talk about it with my friend that I was telling you about at the very beginning of this. Maybe I will. Actually, I will. I want to do it. You know, this is what I love about coffee talks. Coffee talks. What? Why did I say it like that? Anyway, that's what I love about coffee talks, because they make me think things through, and they make me realize things as I'm speaking. It's great. And think of it that way. If you were a manager at a job, doesn't matter what the job is, and you had this employee that would say they'd be able to deliver everything on time, but actually never delivered anything on time. They say that they're going to show up at a certain time, but then they're always late. They say that they're going to get the work done, but you have to always be behind them and get them to do the work. Would you keep them as an employee? Maybe you would, but you would have to talk about it, and you would have to address the issues and try and work on it and try to come up with a plan to not make it happen anymore. And you would want them to actually live up to their word and meet the expectations that they set up for themselves at the interview, or just like on a daily basis. You couldn't handle that forever. You would have to sit down and talk about it and try and resolve the issue. Same goes for friendships and relationships. It's literally the same. So see yourself as the manager of your life, and everybody in your life is just an employee. Are they living up to their resume? Are they everything they say that they are? Or are they just talking shit? You're the manager of your life. I should actually put that on t-shirt. That's really good. And I know it sounds funny putting it that way, but honestly, it's what it is. That's what worked for me. This is what made me realize the importance of mutual respect and of actions rather than words. Anyway, I feel like that sums it all up. So this is my cue to wrap it up here. Thank you for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, 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 truly mean it. Hopefully I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do, and I'm going to wish you an buongiorno.